This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. There's a good chance you're listening on the way to work or getting ready for that daily commute. Many folks with jobs in pricey real estate markets have agonizingly long commutes. One such place is Marin County, a hyper-rich area north of San Francisco. Things get tricky when a community is so expensive that most of its workers can't afford to live there. Chrissy Clark from the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk looks at why this happens and what the consequences are.
Philip Thomas is a communications technician for the County of Marin. His department maintains things like jail security cameras and radio equipment for fire departments. I met him at 7 a.m. on a foggy morning recently, just as he was pulling into work.
Good morning.
He said it was a good morning, commute-wise.
It was exactly 55 minutes this morning, so I was pleased about that.
Which might sound strange, considering 55 minutes is twice the national average for a one-way commute, but Thomas's trips can sometimes take even longer, up to 80 or 90 minutes. Thomas lives in the city of Vallejo. He says he'd love to live closer to his job, but when he's looked for homes in Marin,
the housing prices are just too high.
And Thomas makes pretty good money, more than $80,000 a year. But in Marin, where the median home price is $800,000, he wouldn't qualify for most home loans. So he drives in from somewhere else, just like most of his coworkers.
Where do you commute from?
East Bay, Petaluma, Richmond.
Every person I talked to but one told me they commute from another county where housing's more affordable. Depending on which census survey you look at, somewhere between 40 and 60% of the workforce in Marin commutes in from somewhere else. For Thomas and workers like him, that often means,
of course, more time on the road. But most of all, it's just a few hours out of the day that I don't get to spend with my family. I like my family.
But beyond those personal costs, it might also have costs for the community that Thomas and tens of thousands of workers like him drive to each day to serve.
You've got people that are making absolutely critical contributions to the life and the quality of life for individuals and families in Marin.
Thomas Peters is president of the Marin Community Foundation, which funds and advocates for more affordable housing in the county. He says he thinks places like Marin can benefit from having more of the preschool teachers, the nurses, the MRI technicians that work in the county live and raise their families there, too.
You know, it's true at a cellular level and it's true at a social level. There's a real payoff for diversity.
On a more practical level, Peter says you don't want workers who live outside the county to get so fed up with their commutes that they say,
I will be looking for another job.
Which is what Thomas Phillips, the guy who makes sure the fire department's radios are working right, says he's this close to doing. That is, if his commute from the more affordable place where he lives gets any worse. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.